This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTV, WXYZ people, and anybody else I may have missed to the Sons of Liberty radio show. I want to welcome you all. Yeah, I know you're looking for Bradley. Sorry about that. He's traveling back home after his time in Michigan. And so I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. Also, for Muslim friends, you have to forgive me. This is afternoon, so shake it up here. For Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about to hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us here on Monday. And it is Monday, and I'm feeling every bit of money. If you'd like to check us out online, please do so, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. In fact, if you want to check out the video portion of the show, please head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And you can check out that going on right there on the right side of the page. Appreciate that very much. Now, I'm excited today. You guys in the chat, across all the video platforms, you guys have me really excited because you come in with assumptions of what my title is. And I'm going to let everybody know, listening on GCN, what my title is. While Trump continues to violate the Constitution, and he is doing it, and I'm going to show you exactly how, the Sons of Liberty's health and wellness expert, Kate Shimarani, over in the UK, is over the target. Okay? So, here's what I want you to think of, guys that are running your mouth that don't even know what I'm talking about. You think it's about Ruth Bader Ginsburg and a replacement on the Supreme Court. It isn't. He has authority to submit appointments to that. Of course he does. No question about that. So far, I can't say it's been that great of choices that he's put up there. But here's the reality. The thing I'm talking about is not even that. It's not even that. So, let's get to it. If any of you guys want to call in, you want to correct me on what I'm going to present to you, you're welcome to do so. Stop being keyboard coward warriors and call in. 1-866-582-9933. I'm happy to take your call. We'll have a discussion. We're not going to have a monologue where you talk over me or I talk over you. We'll have a discussion about what it is, okay? So here's what I want to do. I want to take the first half of the show. I want to deal with this. And on the other half of the show, I want to deal with what's going on the other side. Lynn, you're welcome to call in. You're welcome to call in, okay? Because I'm going to present you with the truth and the evidence of what the Constitution says. All right. Here's the thing that came out. And I know, look, it sounds good. It sounds good. But let me ask you something. Do you think it probably sounded good to the ears of Jesus when he went into the wilderness and he fasted 40 days and the devil came to him to tempt him and said, "You're the Son of God. You're hungry? Turn these stones to bread. Fill that stomach. It sounds good." Okay? Here's what Trump has done. He announced an executive order to promote patriotic education. Did you guys hear that? Okay? I can't play you the video because our setup again on GCN, I can't do it, okay? So I'm going to read to you his words, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to follow it up with what the Constitution actually says, okay? Tracy, the number is 1-866-582-9933. You guys are welcome to call in. Correct me. But you have no correction there, okay? So I'm going to give it to you. He's speaking at a White House conference on American history on Thursday. Our mission is to defend the legacy of America's foundation, America's founding, the virtue of America's heroes, and the nobility of the American character. All of us can agree with that. I can even agree with that. We must clear away the twisted web of lies in our schools and classrooms and teach our children the magnificent truth about our country. I can agree with that. We want our sons and daughters to know that they are the citizens of the most exceptional nation in the history of the world. Yeah, sure. To grow up in America is to live in a land where anything is possible, or at least used to be, where anyone can rise and where any dream can come true, all because of the immortal principles our nation's founders inscribed nearly 2.5 centuries ago. That's why we have come to the National Archives, the sacred home of our national memory. In this great chamber, we preserve our glorious inheritance, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. All of those things are good. All of those things are really good that he's saying. In this very day in 1787, our founding fathers signed the Constitution at Independence Hall in Philadelphia. It was the fulfillment of 1,000 years of Western civilization. Our Constitution was the product of centuries of tradition, wisdom, and experience. No political document has done more to advance the human condition or propel the engine of progress. Yet, as we gather this afternoon, a radical movement is attempting to demolish this treasured and precious inheritance. We can't let that happen. Okay, how did that come about? Now stop and think about it just for a moment, folks. All of you keyboard warriors, just stop and think about that for a second. How did we get to a point where young people in this country embrace socialism? How did we get to a place in this country where even our own president thinks Abraham Lincoln was a great guy, not the tyrant that he was? How did we get to a place in this country where presidents engage in the promotion of public-private partnerships, that's called fascism, or have their Treasury Department buy subsidies, that's communism, or have the Congress write bills and the president sign them that give people money, bankers, big businesses, and Americans, other people's money. That's socialism. How did we get to this place? I can tell you, it's education, and it's been going on a long time, a lot longer than Donald Trump's been around. It's because the federal government got involved in it more than 170 years ago in pushing it on the states. I'm going to hold over through the break, and then I'm going to quote to you the Constitution, people. And those of you who say he's not violating the Constitution with an executive order on education, I'm going to read it to you right out of here because you don't know what you're talking about. All right? You really don't know what you're talking about. And this is why it has to be called down. It's happening on both sides of the aisle, Democrats and Republicans. And the reason you're ticked off is because you've made an idol out of a man. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to Sons of Liberty and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back to Sons of Liberty, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, people in the chat room, chill out just a little bit. You don't even realize what I'm fixing to put before you. I'm reading Donald Trump's own words, okay? And then I'm going to put it next to the Constitution. All right, so let me finish this up. We got a caller online, and I'm going to bring her on in just a bit. But let me finish up this point here. This is from his talk the other day. Here's what he said. We're here to declare that we will never submit to tyranny. I'm sorry. What is America submitting to right now, Mr. Trump? With the unlawful lockdowns in many states that were part of guidelines that were based upon things that you put out every day, putting up Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, and the coronavirus task team. But the people have had it. That's why they're standing up. He says, we will reclaim our history and our country for citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed. The radicals burning American flags want to burn down the principles enshrined in our founding documents, including the bedrock principle of equal justice under law, except for when you want to take the guns first and due process second. Right, Mr. President? For which your DOJ is bribing other states to do. You're undermining the law. In order to radically transform America, they must first cause Americans to lose confidence in who we are. I agree with that. That's what they have to do. Where we came from and what we believe. I agree. But I thought we were supposed to agree around the law. I thought we were supposed to agree around the Constitution. He goes on, as I said at Mount Rushmore, which they would love to rip down and rip it down fast, and that's never going to happen. Some people want to put Donald Trump's face on there. 2 months ago, the left-wing cultural revolution is designed to overthrow the American Revolution. Well, first of all, it wasn't an American Revolution. It was a war for independence against tyrants. It wasn't to start something new and change the whole thing. It was to get back to the law. Now, I want to scroll down just a little bit. Because you can go read this at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I copied it right from the White House of what he said. Students in our universities are inundated with critical race theory. This is a Marxist doctrine holding that America is a wicked and racist nation, that even young children are complicit in oppression, and that our entire society must be radically transformed. Critical race theory is being forced into our children's schools, it's being imposed into workplace trainings, and it's being deployed to rip apart friends, neighbors, and families. And who's funding it, Mr. President? Your administration is funding a lot of this stuff because the federal government, long before you existed in the office, was funding education unconstitutionally. Unconstitutionally. Now, this is what people don't want to hear because it's their guy. He has the political jersey on. Oh, he did this. He said that. Yeah, but look at what's going on here. He says, teaching this horrible doctrine to our children is a form of child abuse in the truest sense of those words. Well, I agree, and it's also a usurpation for the federal government to be dictating education in the school system too, Mr. President, for which you are behind with your Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos. I'm going to show that to you in just a moment too. There is no more powerful force, and he goes on and on and on. We embrace the vision of Martin Luther. He goes, critical race theory, the 1619 Project, which is a ridiculous thing, but it's allowed to exist because of the way the federal government has come in doing what it's doing. Okay? Let me go here. He goes, here's what he does that's unconstitutional. Today, I am pleased to announce I will soon sign an executive order establishing a national commission to promote patriotic education. It will be called the 1776 Commission. Now, look, it sounds patriotic. It sounds like we want to get back to what we want, you know, our kids to grow up with. It does sound that way. But then he says, it will encourage our educators to teach our children the miracle of American history and make plans to honor the 250th anniversary of our founding. Think of that, 250 years. While I agree that we should have unity, that unity comes under the law, not identity. That's my words, not Trump's. That's mine. Okay? And here's the thing. I want to ask you something. Those of you who are challenging me, here's what the Constitution says. Are you ready for this? Article 1 gave no authority to Congress over the issue of education. Article 2 gives no authority, since there is no law that can be written by Congress, because they're the only legislative body, gives no authority to the president to promote any of this stuff. It's not his business. It's the people's business. And by the people, I mean mom and dad. Deuteronomy 6. You Christians out there, you say you believe the Bible. You say you want to uphold the law. Deuteronomy 6 says it's your duty to teach your kids. Not the state, not the federal government. It's your duty. So if all of this stuff is going on, whose fault is it? It isn't the radical left. It's ours. It's ours as mom and dad's. Here's what the Constitution says, okay? Amendment 9 of the Bill of Rights. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. In other words, if we did not give you authority, Mr. President, or Congress, or the judicial branch, you don't have it. And if you claim you have it, like in this case, we're going to promote this, that, and the other about education, when you don't have any authority in that area, then what are you doing? You're violating the Constitution. Here's another one. Amendment 10 to the Bill of Rights. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to who? The states respectively, or to the people. Now, folks, I'm telling you right now, you may not like to hear it, but you need to hear it. It isn't to get you to vote for Joe Biden or any of that nonsense that the mainstream media puts out as propaganda to you, or the two political parties, or their talking head pundits. Okay? You're being tested as to whether you're going to stand by the law or you're going to stand by a tyrant. There is no in-between here. Now, with that said, I've got Lynn from North Carolina. She comes on with me on Wednesdays. You don't want to miss that because Lynn is exposing this every week, week in and week out, of what the Trump administration is doing, just like the administrations before them, in the area of education. And we're going to bring her on now. Welcome, Lynn.
Hey.
Hey.
Well, okay, so you read the Constitution articles. Super. Here's the other challenge that I bet you people in the chat rooms are not even considering, and that is look at what their state constitution says about education.
Amen.
And what they're going to usually find out is that the states gave the right to dictate education away the second they accepted any federal funding whatsoever that comes to education. But let's not stop there, because the funding for education goes through the Department of Commerce, the Department of Labor, mm-hmm. the Department of Health and Human Services, as well as the Department of Education. And let's please not forget the federal law that U.S. Code 20,
yep.
1232A.
Yep.
If you have that particular image that I have used, and I even put it in the video when I made my remarks about the 1776 Commission, and that was that the federal government has zero authority to direct, suggest, coerce, or prompt any sort of direction in education. This includes curriculum, funding, programs, and I should say it doesn't have to say national commissions, but that's exactly what it means. This is not the first time that Trump has put together a national commission that is tied to education that is 155% unconstitutional, illegal, immoral, and just plain tyrannical.
That's exactly right. Now, I'm showing them that because I mentioned that in the article. It actually says 20 USC 123A, which is what Lynn made mention of. It says this. This is, so he's not just violating the Constitution. He's violating U.S. code here. No provision of any applicable program should be construed to authorize any department, agency, officer, or employee of the United States to exercise any direction, supervision, or control over the curriculum, program of instruction, administration, or personnel of any educational institution, school, or school system, or over the selection of library resources, textbooks, or other printed or published instructional materials by any educational institution or school system, or to require the assignment or transportation of students or teachers in order to overcome racial imbalance. Now, that's tied in there, but they have no authority in that because of what I just read in Article 9 and Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. You're exactly right, Lynn. We got to go to break here. I appreciate your call. On the other side, Fran, if you'll hang on, I'm going to get to you right after the break. Hang on with us, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump heading to the battleground state of Ohio, the president delivering remarks in Dayton, the president then heading to the northern part of the state, delivering remarks at the airport in Toledo. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden looking to shore up support in Wisconsin as he's traveling to Manitowoc. The Trump administration is announcing new sanctions against Iran.
Our actions today are a warning that should be heard worldwide. No matter who you are, if you violate the U.N. arms embargo on Iran, you risk sanctions.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling reporters in Washington, D.C. that Iran must change its behavior. And the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol on Friday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying there will be a formal ceremony after the casket is brought into the Capitol's National Sanctuary Hall. This is USA Radio News. With confirmed coronavirus cases and deaths continuing to rise, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes says the race is on for a vaccine.
The U.S. death toll from COVID-19 is now past the 200,000 mark. The White House coronavirus testing coordinator says, though, science and data continue to drive the push to get a vaccine.
We have to wait till the trials demonstrate that a vaccine is safe and effective. There are all kinds of safeguards to make sure that this is an independent, scientifically based decision.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Admiral Brett Gowar also stressed the importance of continued testing, especially the testing of young people.
Operation Safety Net has resulted in the recovering of 35 children in northeastern Ohio. That's according to the U.S. Marshals Service. The children were between the ages of 13 and 18 and were considered missing or endangered. About 20% of the cases were tied to human trafficking. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Welcome back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and I tell you, I like the interaction in the chat room. I appreciate you guys tuning in. I just wish some of you would listen to what's actually said and address that rather than trolling. I don't know what to say. We've got Fran on the line, calling in from Florida, and she says she wants to speak on the Constitution. So welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Fran.
Well, thank you very much.
Of course. What's your comment?
Okay. Actually, I agree with everything you've said. And, you know, it's a real shame because there is a lot of educating that needs to be done, not only to the children coming up, but to the citizens, because they don't know the Constitution, and they don't realize that, you know, all this stuff is going on that shouldn't be going on. But we're in the place where we are now. My question to you is, how do we unring this bell?
Well, that's a good question, and I'm glad that you asked it that way instead of saying, who are you going to vote for? Because I've already told people who I'm going to vote for. I'm not offering an endorsement, but there is an issue of how do we unring it? Well, the first thing is to actually have impeachment against unconstitutional actions. I've told people, I've said it on the radio over and over and over. I think when the Democrats brought impeachment charges against the president, and they did impeach him, folks, you can say they didn't all they want. They did impeach him. They didn't convict him. But all of the charges, in my opinion, from what I've seen, the charges they brought against him were not things that he should be impeached for. The things that I brought are things that are clearly laid out in the Constitution. Here's the authority that's given. If you go beyond that, like I just read in the 9th and 10th Amendment, and again, you guys saying he hasn't done anything unconstitutional, I challenge you, where in the Constitution does Congress have power to legislate over education? And then, since he's the executive, that means he executes the law, Article 2, Section 3. That's his job. His job's not the economy. It's not to give you a job. It's not to make you feel good. It is to execute the law. And when he usurps that to things like this, they even sound patriotic. They sound patriotic, but they're not, because they're violations of law. So when you say, well, what do we do? Well, it's a long process. It's not going to be something that's lickety-split, and it's not going to happen with one man. Here it is. And I've said it over and over and over again. Parents, get your kids out of the public indoctrination centers and teach them yourself. You are the solution, not Donald Trump and not your Congress. You're the solution. Now, it's up to you whether you take heed to that advice which the Lord gave us in Deuteronomy chapter 6, where he says, these things are to be in our heart. And then he says, we're to teach them to our children. We're to teach them when we're lying down, when we're standing up, when we're walking in the way. We're to post them on the doorposts of our house. We're to do them all day long in what we say and what we do. And here's the question. How do parents do that in today's America, when they send their kids off to the public indoctrination centers that are godless? They don't teach about the Creator. They don't teach about God. They don't teach about the Lord Jesus the way they used to. And I have a question. I have a problem, really, with how a lot of that came about. I'm for parents making the decision and then coming in. If they want to come together and they want to get a teacher and they want to pay for that instead of making everybody else pay for it and holding their property hostage to pay for other people's education, I'm fine with them doing that. That's how they used to do things. And the teacher answered directly to the parents. So to answer your question, Fran, I think it lies in the hands of the people, not of Donald Trump or the Congress. It lies in the hands of... This is why we restricted the federal government from having any say in this matter. I hope that answers your question. It is an issue of the people. What are the people going to do?
Yeah, that's true. And the problem with the schools is exactly what you said. I know a lot of parents that go to my church teach their children themselves. They won't send them to the public schools anymore. It's getting worse and worse. But I just don't see how we're ever going to... How can we take that power back from the federal government? You know, everybody was so quick to get rid of it. And I won't have to worry about that now. You know, we'll just give it to them and let them worry about it.
And now, That's exactly right. That's exactly right, Fran. It's a thing of parents have shirked their responsibility for one reason or another. Some of them have been put in economic, dire straits, as it were, and they've had to make a choice of, well, am I going to work and feed my kids, or am I going to be home and educate? I'm not faulting those kind of people. But here's the fact of the matter. Many people listening to me right now will just ignore what I'm saying. They'll continue their Trump 2020 without understanding that part of them are part of the problem by letting their kids go to these indoctrination centers. And they wonder, they send them to a status indoctrination center and they wonder why they come out status. Well, that's why. God says that you should do this. Fran, you got anything else you want to add?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. All right. I appreciate your call very much. Thank you very much. We appreciate you. And here's the thing. Let me finish this, and I want to move on to the issue of Kate, because a lot of people in there, look, I've already told you what he's done that's in violation of the Constitution. If you don't get it, I'm just going to hit two things, and I'm going to be over to this. This is Bradley's article. Donald Trump's U.S. Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos, who doesn't have an education bone in her body. She hasn't been authorized for anything. She hasn't taken any. She doesn't have any kind of degrees dealing with that. She just signed on to a radical global U.N. agenda. And what did Vladimir Lenin say? Give me 4 years to teach the children, and the seed I have sown will never be uprooted. But the Bible tells us that if we teach our children, if we train our children the way they should go, when they're old, they won't depart from it. So Lenin is picking up on that, and he's saying, hey, you give me the kids, I'll teach them.
Yes.
Now, this goes down. Well, this is not anything new, guys. This is not anything new at all. In fact, this is something we go over every Wednesday. I'm not talking in circles, Alan. You're listening in circles. The fact of the matter is, you don't have an article, section, or clause that allows the federal government to speak about education, period. And Alan, you can call in 1-866-582-9933. Any of you other people up there in the chat room, call in. I got people like Lynn, I got people like Fran who call in and they understand what the Constitution allows authority for by the federal government. It doesn't allow any authority for education. Okay? So let me hit these real quick because I want to get this issue of Kate because she's under attack over there in the UK. And I'm showing you Bradley's article. And there are several articles linked to that. We're going to have this in the archive later on at sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's showing you how you're being played. Okay? You guys who keep going, you're a never Trumper and you're a whatever the media had label has put on people who are critical of the president. I was critical of Barack Hussein Obama Sator Sabarka, the usurper. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a communist. I'm not a liberal. I'm pointing people to the law. What are you pointing them to? You're pointing them to a man. You're not pointing to the law. You're pointing to a man. And if your guy does the slam dunk on the other political party's team, then you cheer for that and you say, we're winning. Well, you're winning what? More tyranny? More violations of the law? What are you winning? Again, here's President Donald Trump is the most pro-life president in American history. Pence told the crowd, I could say some profanities here, but I'm not going to say them. I don't believe in doing that. I'm just saying, smell what they're shoveling, if you get my drift. President Donald Trump continues to fund Planned Parenthood, 40% of the baby murders in this country. He continues to do it. Through this year, he continues to do it. More than any other president in history. Yes, he wrote Title 10, or he signed Title 10. That was great. I applauded him on that. He defunded Planned Parenthood on foreign funding to Planned Parenthood. I applauded him on that. I've been consistent in pointing out the issues of Trump. I've said that was good. I applauded him. I've applauded him on that. But when it comes to this issue on education, he continues to do this. And you cannot deny the facts. You cannot deny what is actually in place here. There's been plenty wrote on it. I'm going to run up against the break here. I just know it. Here's another one. For you guys that think education is Trump's thing and he has the authority to do that, because that's what you're saying when you're saying Trump, Pence 2020, Trump 2020. You don't know what you're talking about, Tim. You're just attacking our president. You're full of hate. Yeah, yeah, yeah. How the Trump administration is continuing the Obama administration's LGBTI, that must be a typo on my part, LGBTQ agenda in education. This is Lynn, who called in earlier. She's got the documentation if you want to see, but you have to have eyes to see. Else you're poor, blind, and naked, as the Lord Jesus said in the book of Revelation, and you need to buy gold that's refined in the fire. You need salve for your eyes. You need to be able to see instead of being deceived. There is a strong delusion in America like I have never seen in my life. I mean, look. I saw a delusion with the supporters of the usurper Barack Hussein Obama Sator Sabarka. But there is a delusion among those who support Donald Trump, the likes of which I have not seen. I'm just telling you. I just have not seen it. You come in and you say what you say in the chat and you pay no attention to the law. It's just if your guy gets the latest your mama joke in, if he gets the slam dunk on the political opposition, which is controlled opposition, by the way, or if he does something that you like, he says something you like, you buy it hook, line, and sinker. You need to repent. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With a MECTAC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTAC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTAC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, and final segment here. And Brian, no, I'm not expecting Trump to go kick down the door and go blasting everything. He is filling the swamp, bruh. I mean, go to Sons of Liberty Media.com, Brian. Educate yourself. Find out how many Bilderberg attendees and CFR, Council on Foreign Relations members, he's putting in his advisors or in his cabinet. He's not draining the swamp. I don't know why people can't see this. He says something and you just buy it because he says everybody else is fake news. No, sometimes Donald Trump and the White House are fake news. They just are. Sometimes they're not, but sometimes they are. I've already read to you guys the Constitution. Okay? I've already read you that. Where the violation is. You just won't hear it. Because you don't have ears to hear. Now let me hit something real quick. Because part of our title is to deal with our health and wellness expert, Kate Shimarani. She's taking a stand with the law. She quotes the law. She points to the law. Donald Trump doesn't do that. He doesn't do that. He just says, I'm the greatest. It's the greatest in human history. It's the greatest in American history. It's the hugest. It's the biggest. It's the largest. Nobody's done anything like I have. Come on, really? Are we out for the narcissism? The godlike qualities of a man who lives in a penthouse who celebrates the sun god Apollos? Is this what Christians are supporting? Is this what Christianity has become in America? If that's what it's become, Christians need to repent before God, the true and living God. Okay? But I want to hit this right quick. This is a video sent to me by Mark Steele. And this is, I want you to pay attention to this because then I want you to correlate it to what happens in the United States. I'm not paid, John. You want to see my bank account, dude? Yeah, it's probably less than whatever you're making. I'm pretty sure about that. And I got 10 kids. I'm sure you probably don't have anywhere near that. But I'm going to address that. And by the way, you can call in 1-866-582-9933. I'll call you out, unless you're playing WWE like you like to watch. All right, here it is. This is from Mark Steele. Lockdown versus the BLM protest, right? Now, I want you to see, how many of you guys were watching on Saturday when I was covering what was going on at Trafalgar Square? Look at this. You see these hats these cops have on? Yep, that's right, Scott. I got 10 kids. I'm not sick, Sandra. Call in. You got the phone line. The reason you people don't call in is because you got nothing. You got nothing, okay? Look at the hats of these cops here. The checkerboards. What does that remind you of? Freemasonry. That's who controls all this stuff here, okay? Just so you know, that's what's controlling this. This is what we were dealing with Victor when we had him on Tuesdays. I talked with him today. He's doing well, by the way, for those of you who are interested in that. That's a part of it. Now, the other part that I want to bring to bear in here is some of these outlets, and for whatever reason, I'm not having things go away with what we're having regarding Telegram here. That's where I got my information. So, here's what I want to do. I want to bring up some of the articles. I want to hit this really quick because Kate has taken a stand. Do you kiss your mouth with that mouth, Sandra? Do you kiss your mother with that mouth? Huh? See, this is what I'm talking about. People have nothing to... Oh, call in, John. You're welcome to call in. 1-866-582-9933. Call in. Keep it clean, but call in. If you disagree with me, show me why. I do want you to call in. With Kate Shimarani, here's some of the things. I want to hit these real quick. She's the one that put out by Camelot TV. And by the way, this is John Mappin and his wife. They do a show there over in the UK. This is what they're having kids wear. Look at this. For refusing to wear a mask when they are legitimately exempt. They want them to wear a pentagram golden star. No, not a Star of David kind of thing. They want them to wear this. And it's happening to schools, to Jewish children as well. This was sent to me by Kate via Camelot TV and John Mappin. Okay? She's exposing this. Here's what the media is doing to Kate over there. She's got more testicular fortitude... testicular in fortitude than most of you guys commenting with your keyboard. She goes out there and takes on the lies of the politicians, the doctors, the NHS. She's willing to risk it all because she has children that are involved in all this. Okay? Look at what they're saying. Shamed anti-vaxxer nurse sparks violent clashes. Look, I wrote, I want a comment from Mark Hookham, whoever this guy is, at the Daily Mail. I wrote to them, hey, give me Mark. Bring him on the air. I want to challenge him because here's the problem. He says the nurse, the anti-vaxxer nurse, which is Kate Shimarani, sparks violent clashes at mass rally of virus deniers in Trafalgar Square after she calls police officers dirty dogs. Well, she called them that. Why? Because they were acting unlawfully against the people who had peacefully assembled there. They are dirty dogs for doing that. And every cop who does that, who violates their oath of office to uphold the law and wants to attack the people, who wants to be, you know, little neo-Nazi brown shirts, you're dirty dogs. Plain and simple. You're dirty dogs. Okay? Scott, call in, 1-866-582-9933. This is what this guy, this propagandist, Mark Hookham, has said. And he goes on, I don't even know if this guy contacted Kate over this. Now, some of them have contacted her, and I know this firsthand because I talk with Kate. They contacted her after they contact everybody that they can think of to get some dirt on her. That's what they're trying to do. Here's another one. This is, again, out of the Daily Mail. Barbara Davies. Is this the most dangerous woman in Britain? No, she's a dangerous woman to the establishment and to the elitists who are pushing the lies of this COVID conspiracy, this COVID hoax. She's dangerous to them. All right, let me take time here before we run out of time. And look, if I have to go over a little bit, I'll go over a little bit. But I can't go over with on the phone line. So with that said, there is Brenda from Kentucky. Brenda, welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Yes.
Yes.
I was just saying you've been condemning President Trump. Trump's only been in office for almost four years. Mm-hmm. All of this started way before him.
I agree.
He's already had his chance for 8 years.
I agree he has. Let me ask you something, Brenda. He has done that. In the 3.5 years, Donald Trump has spent us almost $10 trillion in debt in 3.5 years, which Barack Obama did in 8 years. He has said that you should have your guns taken first and then due process given second. He has told you he's built a new wall of 100-something miles when what he's done is replaced under the wall, and he's done it unconstitutionally because the Congress set that aside for certain things for the military, and he says, nope, we're going to use it for something else. Well, the Constitution doesn't give him that. But specifically, Brenda, one of the things that I've talked about here is the education. I'd like for you to stick to that subject. Where in the Constitution, Brenda, does the President or Congress have authorization, article, section, and clause, please, for doing anything in education at all? Where do they have that?
They don't, and they don't have any right to take our guns either.
I agree. So we're in agreement. We're in agreement, right?
Yes. What I'm trying to figure out is, okay, I know Trump's not perfect. I know that. I've heard him. I totally understand. But what is Biden going to do that's going to make it any better?
Well, who is promoting Biden? See, that's the problem that you're being given. Hang on, Brenda. That's the problem you're being given by the two-party system. You know, our founding fathers, John Adams and George Washington, warned us about a two-party system because they play off of that. And then you get in the mindset, well, if I don't vote for this guy, I go to vote for this guy. So I'm voting for the lesser of two evils. And Charles Spurgeon said it best, when confronted with the lesser of two evils, you choose neither.
You're not promoting Biden.
Okay.
Biden. I'm just trying to figure out which is the worst of the two evils.
Well, are you a Christian? Are you a professed Christian?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so where does the Bible tell you that you're to vote for any evil or to promote any evil? It says you're to expose it, right? Ephesians 5:11.
Yeah, that's true, but we still
president. Okay, so then my question to you is this. Why would you promote either of the two evils put up to you, the dog bowls by the media and the lying politician? Why would you promote either one?
We still have to have a president. There has to be somebody in the White House. So, you know.
Brenda, I'm going to hold over. I can't take your call because we have to cut off with GCN, but I'll address that on the other side. Guys, not 23 hours, but tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Eastern Time, we'll talk to you then. See ya.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.